Cardinals still putting together their roster for 2021. Could it involve a free agent running back from Pittsburgh? Here to give us the latest on that. From The Athletic, Steelers writer Mark Cabali joins us here on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. Mark, thanks for making some time for us today. We appreciate it.
Hey, anytime, guys.
I'm a pop culture nerd, so I got to get this out of the way. I was going through your Twitter feed before we started, and your tweet on Greg Brady's high school team's defense that I just retweeted is one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
You know what? I've always was curious about that because, you know, back in my day watching Brady Bunch, I mean, where was the defense? I think I made that tweet wrong because that was not the defense. That was the opposing team's defense. It was actually Greg Brady's team. That must not be very good. And the defense he was playing against must have been awful. I still think his toe might have been on the line, so they might have to review that.
I think you might be
all right. So give us a scouting report on James Conner, who's coming to the Valley today.
Well, if you're expecting a guy to be a workhorse running back and a guy that's going to be able to give you 25, 30 carries a game, you're not thinking of the right guy. The problem when he had in Pittsburgh over the 4 years he was here was he's injury prone. I mean, this is even dating back to his final years in college when he had knee injuries. Every single year he had some sort of injury that kept him off the field for an extended period of time. I mean, it was just getting to the point where they could not count on him for an extended period of time, and that's been his biggest downfall. And who knows what it is? I mean, it's been a multitude of different injuries. You can't just point at one thing. I mean, it's knees, it's quads, it's shoulders, it's just about everything. So that's been the biggest downfall with him. When he's healthy, he's decent. He's not going to be a guy that's going to break you off 40, 50-yard runs, but he's more of a between-the-tackle type of 7 to 8-yard type of run guy. He can play all three downs, but like I said, the biggest issue has been with him has been his durability. It has not been good.
But even last year, though, Mark, looking at his and we know, the Steelers, moved away from the running game late in the season, but to average 4.3 yards per carry for a struggling rushing offense, when he was on the field, how would you rate his effectiveness last year?
That number, that 4.3, might be blown out of proportion because he had a couple long runs late in games. I'm talking about 60, 70-yard runs where the game was in hand. Mm-hmm. And then if you know anything about football, of course you do. Those are what makes those averages go from mediocre to very good. So, like I said, he wasn't anything more than average. And now on the upside of that, he didn't really have any offensive line to run behind. Mm-hmm. And that's been a key. I mean, his best year was the year that Le'Veon Bell held out for the entire season. He had about 6 or 7 games where he was an absolute dominant force. I mean, we're talking, I think it was 600-yard games. That's the year he made the Pro Bowl. He had, I believe, close to 10 touchdowns. But, it just never materialized after that. It's probably been partly because the offensive line just took a drastic turn after that. He really didn't have much yards to, much room to run for
sure
as well. So if you put him in front of a better offensive line, he could be better. I mean, I just think right now, his point of his career, the Steelers, or definitely, I'll just put you from the Steelers' perspective, is if you can't be on the field, they're not going to re-sign you. And it takes a pretty much a history of that for them to move on, and they just got to the point where they couldn't trust him anymore.
Gotcha.
And that's why they moved on from him.
All right, should we read in Arizona about James Saxon being a member of the Cardinals coaching staff? Do you know if they've got a good relationship? We're just trying to get an idea if he would want the Cardinals as much as maybe they would want James.
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, Saxon was here the year, I believe, that Connor had his breakout one season. I believe it was in 17, if my memory serves me right, maybe 18. where he had that 900-plus yards. He ended up getting injured in that season, or he would have been well over 1,000 yards of that season as well. And ever since Saxon left, Saxon was gone. They fired him here in Pittsburgh maybe 2 years ago. His Connor's numbers have gone down. So I can see a correlation there of bringing him in. But when you get to this point of the off season, guys, these running backs are pretty much a dime a dozen. Mm-hmm. You give them the 1 year, $1 million, and they're pretty much going to jump at the opportunity because of the devaluing of the position, where teams just don't want to invest in guys, let alone guys that have been injury prone like he has. So I would say Saxon probably got him. I mean, I'm not quite sure why the Steelers ended up getting rid of Saxon here, and they brought in Eddie Faulkner from college, but he did have his best year under Saxon, so that could be something.
Mark Cabali of The Athletic, our guest here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. Earlier in this show, we've had the discussion before, the Cardinals obviously looking for running backs. Do they go the veteran route to pair somebody with Chase Edmonds? Do they go that route in the draft? And with them picking 16th, Mark, it seems unlikely that they would go running back that high. I know the Steelers are looking for running backs too after what happened, and you know, they obviously have the availability of their of a roster spot to draft somebody. At number 24, do you think the Steelers could go running back like a Najee Harris there?
He's definitely on the board. I mean, all three of them. I think Najee Harris, Travis Etienne, and even Javonte Williams. I know that people are projecting him more into the second, but he would fit perfectly with the Steelers. The only issue there, if you look at the Steelers' history of running backs, and even over the last 20 years, they really don't draft running backs in the first round. They've had, Le'Veon Bell was a second rounder, and I think you have to go all the way back to maybe 07 when Rashard Mendenhall. Even if you go all the way back to the 70s, you're looking at guys like Greg Hawthorne and Walter Abercrombie, and this is after the Franco Harris one. So they don't really put much stock in that first round. And it's for a running back, and it's understandable, yeah, because, you know, it's like buying a car. As soon as you draft them, all of a sudden they start not being worth as much. They got 4 years left in them, and you don't want to pay them for that second contract. So they're thinking, why would I get a running back in the first round? Because we're going to most likely have to move on from him for 4 years, and if I take some other position, he could be a 10-year type of guy. That's their thought. So I would be shocked if they would take a running back in the first round. I think they'll have to do it in the second, maybe move up in the second to be able to get that. But definitely, they have to find some sort of running back in this first or second round.
Gotcha.
Regardless, because if you look at their roster and Benny Snell and Anthony McFarlane and Kalen Ballage, it's just not going to quite cut it.
All right, I'm curious about this. How did Steelers fans, how did the city of Pittsburgh reconcile last season where one minute you're chasing unbeaten status and the next minute you're spiraling out of the NFL playoffs? That was weird, huh?
It was all Ben's fault.
Well, of course, of course.
And there's no reason that he should be back right now. They'll win 3 games this year. It's like those first 11 games did not exist. It was like those last 3 or 4. I mean, I don't even think they played any starters in that Week 17 game, or even the Colts game where they actually beat a pretty good Colts team. So all they're looking at is the loss in Cincinnati, the loss to Buffalo, and that loss in Cleveland, and it's just that this team is awful garbage. They're going 3-14 this year. They should have cut the entire team. You know how irrational regular fans are. We're talking about crazy Steeler fans. They want everybody gone. They want Tomlin gone. So I would say that they're not taking it very well.
Well, since we're talking about Pittsburgh's fan reaction, let's go to the offseason reaction. I think there was a lot of people counting on J.J. Watt wearing the black and gold this year,
yeah,
to join T.J. What was the reaction when J.J. Watt chose Arizona over the Steelers?
Oh, you know, people were absolutely convinced that he was going to, you know, sign him 1 year, $1 million deal just so he can play with both of his brothers. I'm like, are you absolutely? I mean, a lot of people thought that was going to happen, and you have to be crazy. I mean, what did he get in Arizona? What did he get, $8, $10 million or whatever it was? It was some crazy amount of money, and the Steelers didn't have any money to mess with anyway. So people actually convinced themselves that playing with his two brothers was going to force him or allow him to take a entry-level position and come play with his brothers. And people were actually pretty upset when he did sign somewhere else.
Yeah.
But it was never an option. I mean, sure, the Steelers gave him a call and said, hey, JJ, you're going to play with your brother? We'll give you 2 years and $4 million or something, some crazy number like that. And he'd be like, nah, I think I'm going to go over here. The weather's nice.
Yeah.
The team might be a little bit further ahead than the Steelers are, and I'm getting a little bit more money. So
yeah.
I think he made the right decision.
Yeah, blood is.
I wouldn't want to play with all three of my brothers.
Yeah, same, man. I got enough of my brother growing up, man, you know?
You got 40 years after your football life to mess with your brother.
Right.
I get to play with him.
Right.
Mark, thanks so much for coming on the show today. We appreciate you joining us.